Explanation of Avijja Sutta, Sutta on Ignorance. This is the one that has the 10 steps. There are two sequence taught in this sutta, the enlightenment sequence and the ignorance sequence. The enlightenment sequence got 10 steps. It starts with step 1, having true Kayamita friends or true Kayamitas. That one all Kayamita has. That's why I call this grouping my Kayanamitas or Brother Theo's Kayamita. So this one is the first step, and all of us have. Then after that, because you are Kayamita, you will get the opportunity to listen to the true Dhamma, and that is step 2. So if you constantly listen to the Dhamma, reflect, contemplate, inquire, and develop the first and second turning wisdom, then you become beautiful. Then you will develop the first and second turning wisdom. Then when you listen attentively and the Dhamma that the Buddha has taught you stand up to investigation, you have a lot of faith in him and his teaching. That's why step 1 lead to step 2, which is opportunity, time to listen to the true Dhamma. Then after you have done that, you will have faith in the Buddha and his teaching, which is step 3. Then step 4 is a natural consequence of step 2 and step 3. Well, after step 2, especially step 2 and step 3, you will have very good understanding of the teaching. The first and second turning wisdom has stabilized. You develop the initial wisdom called Yoniso Manasikara. So when you have that, then the step 5 is easier to realize. Step 5 is Sati Sampajana. You have to cultivate it. You have to develop the stability of Sati Sampajana, which is mindfulness and clear comprehension. The four types of clear comprehension. Here, mindfulness means daily mindfulness, the stability of it, leading to heedfulness. Then when you are ever mindful, constantly meditating, means constantly cultivating the Noble Eightfold Path, then you will stabilize your understanding further. You will insight into phenomena. You will realize the truth. You will awaken. The glimpse of Nibbana can arise. Then you can realize Sotapannaship. Then when you are able to do it because of your stability or daily mindfulness, you are incapable of breaking your precept. That's why step 6 is very easily realized. Sense restraint. You cannot develop any wrong response to your sense experience. Your senses are all fully restrained because of the initial wisdom. You cannot break your precept. You cannot be heedless anymore. You cannot do funny things. So step 6 will confirm your awakening, at least the first stage of sainthood. And after that, step 7 is a natural consequence. Yeah, when you have sense restraint, you cannot break your precept, then you can cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. Right view leading to right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood. And the four right effort, constantly purifying, improving yourself. And this will lead to the three way of right conduct. That's how step 7 comes into place. It's a natural consequence. So when you are able to have that, you are really ready to go for the higher enlightenment stages, is Anagamiship and Arahantship. And to do that, you have to cultivate step 8, the four foundation of mindfulness. But with your understanding born of step 1 to step 7, four foundation of mindfulness, step 8 is very easy. You will cruise through it. You will understand it clearly and you can do it very easily. That is my experience. That's why I understand it very fast and I can do it without any problem. That's why I can share with you the four foundations of mindfulness in a different way. I realize the book and the text don't have much detail. They have some description, but the actual understanding is not known, and very few people can explain and teach. Then after that, once you develop it along the line of Buddha Dharma taught by the Buddha, it will lead to step 9. Step 9 is the 7 factors of enlightenment. They keep on arising. If you are not on the right path, you are not on the right track, the enlightenment factor won't arise. But because you start to see and witness the enlightenment factor, the 7 factors of enlightenment, Satta Bhujanga, then you realize you are on the right path. And enlightenment in the here and the now is guaranteed. That's why step 10 is the completion or the fulfillment of the awakening or the enlightenment in the here and the now. And that one is appendix 8. Then my daughter will show you, put on the camera. Page 254. Page 254.
In the chat, Kokwai sent the link to download.
Oh, yes. PDF. Kokwai has sent the link. So this one is what you will see. Page 254 of the Heart Sutta book. The right hand side cycle is the enlightenment sequence, the 10 step. Left hand side is 9 step only, the ignorance sequence. You can read through them. So this sutta is very beautiful. Then the last thing that we add for the second edition is Appendix 6A. 243, yeah. Okay, I show you the thing. This is the one. This is the one. So maybe you put it nearer to the camera, they can see clearer. No. This Appendix 6A, the Trinity chart, is very important. You look at the triangle. Those who have the book, you can turn to it. Those who don't have the book, maybe you have to bear with us. So I will explain to you what meditation is all about, what cultivation is all about. There is a C on the top angle of the triangle. So this C is actually your pure awareness or your pure consciousness without the content. This is your true mind, your essence of mind, the unconditioned. This one is beyond thought, beyond mind, beyond time. There is no word, nothing. Cannot be perceived or sensed because it's unconditioned. Then this one is just stillness and the silent mind. When you are in the meditative state, you are actually at the pure awareness. That's why all of meditation is to silence your mundane mind, develop the relaxed state of mind, then maintain awareness to realize this true mind, the pure awareness. And this pure awareness is the beginning of creation. So if you turn to page 94, there's another chart. This page 94 is the four circle chart. This four circle chart is very important. You show it in the camera. This four circle. I will read it to you what the four circle is. Okay. Page 94. You can refer to it later. As a living being, the creation starts in this way. You have the right hand side. The first circle denotes the oneness nature. Some call it the Buddha nature. So this one is a nature. It's not a being. It's not somebody inside there. That's why this one cannot come out and live life. But this is the source of all things. Some call it the original nature, the true nature. Mahayana call it the penlai, the mianmu. So this one is just a oneness nature, the Buddha nature, the true nature. So this one cannot come out and live life, cannot do anything. But there is a nature. If you have developed it, perfected it, it's very beautiful, very powerful. It is connected to your form of mind. You can inherit from it. But if you have not developed it, then you cannot do anything. From here, the first thing that come out from that source of the true nature is the pure awareness. the second circle. The pure awareness is your silent mind, your true mind. That's why this one come out first. The triangle up there, that C, refer to this one. And from here, all the creation start. That's why the first slope on your right-hand side of the triangle, it will go down to the senses, S, at the bottom there. So that one will create mundane living. Mundane living means because you have the sense basis, like I explained just now, the six sense basis. Upon contact, the six respective sense or consciousness arise. So down there, the five aggregate of form and mind arise. So that is where mundane living arise. But if you want to meditate, you cannot use the thought. You cannot use all these things. You have to go the other slope on your left hand side. That one, if you look at the arrow, is the direct seeing. So this direct seeing is very important. The direct seeing will allow you to understand many things. It will allow you to meditate, develop the understanding. So this direct seeing via the silent mind or sati in pure awareness will lead to the awakening, seeing things as they are. Insight into phenomena, the three universal characteristics of impermanent suffering state and non-self nature or empty nature or existence, anicchang, dukkang, and anatta. So once you are able to do that, you awaken, you develop understanding, which is a you down there. And this understanding is also called wisdom born of right view, samadhiti. And yoniso manasikara means you have developed the wisdom. Then from the wisdom developed, you connect it to the form and mind. Because this form and mind, the S, the senses, the five aggregate of form and mind, following paticca-samuppada, karmically conditional for you to live life, to come to this existential world, is connected to your wisdom. And because it's connected, this one, there's an arrow, say, for living. So if you have the wisdom, the five aggregate of form and mind will be beautiful, no longer deluded. That's why you don't suffer anymore. You can say the form and mind is enlightened, but this one is not you. That's how you understand it. So meditation, if you understand this, you will understand what meditation is and you can meditate easily. So from the source come the pure awareness. Then pure awareness through your senses, for mundane living, you create the mundane mind, sense door consciousness. Then the sense door consciousness with the mundane mind created the phenomenal world of consciousness or the phenomenal world of form, which is the last circle. Yeah. So form delusion, mind delusion, they come about because the living being through self-delusion, sakayaditi, believe the five aggregate of form and mind, the human being, is what they are. You believe that, you cannot see its three universal characteristics, then you will be under self-delusion, sakayaditi. That's how the human being suffer. That's why you have to meditate with a silent mind through the direct seeing to awaken, to develop the wisdom. Then the wisdom connected to the form and mind. This form and mind no longer deluded, become beautiful. That is what life is all about. Then you can get to live the third phase of Dhamma, which is Pativeda. So the whole of meditation is just understanding this. That's why when you meditate, you use the true mind, the silent mind. When you want to live life, you use the mundane mind, the thought process.